In the lunchtime edition, the way cleared for a by-election in St. James North as the MP Edmund Hinkson resigns effective Friday of this week. The opposition leader Ralph Thorne declares the DLP ready for a by-election and confirms Felicia Dujon will be their candidate. Government enacting strict new legislation to help prevent flooding. The Chamber of Commerce and Industry and shipping companies express relief over the U.S. government's decision to exempt CARICOM from new shipping fees. And the IMF predicts a global economic downturn as a result of Trump administration tariffs, with the U.S. expected to be hardest hit. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. As you heard, the way now cleared for a by-election in St. James North. The Member of Parliament, Edmund Hinkson, has informed the House of Assembly of his resignation effective Friday. Speaker of the House, Arthur Holder, made the announcement when the House of Assembly reconvened this morning.
I'm also in receipt of your letter from Edmund G. Hinkson, SC MP, dated 22nd April 2025. His Honor the Speaker, Arthur E. Holder, SC MP, the Speaker of the House of Assembly of Barbados, Parliament of Barbados, Bridgetown. There, Your Honor, resignation of Edmund Gregory Hinkson, SC MP, as St. James North Member of Parliament. In accordance with Section 45, Subsection 1, Subsection B of the Constitution of Barbados, I hereby give notice that I shall resign from the Parliament of Barbados as member for the constituency of St. James North, effective Friday, 25th April 2025 at 10 a.m. Please be accordingly guided. I thank Parliament's management and staff for all of the courtesies which were extended to me during my period as a member. Signed, yours faithfully, Edmund G. Hinkson.
Speaker of the House of Assembly, Arthur Holder. The Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackmun, has been identified by the ruling Barbados Labour Party as their new candidate in that constituency. Meantime, the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, has declared that his party is fully prepared to contest the upcoming by-election in St. James North. Mr. Thorne told Starcom Network News the Democratic Labour Party has already ratified Felicia Dujon as its candidate.
Yes, you would have heard me announce at Oyston's festival yesterday that we are ready, that Miss Felicia Dujon has been ratified as our candidate in St. James North for any election, including the by-election. We are ready. Yes, she's been canvassing. Our loins are girded. Our swords are sharpened and our shields are shined. We are ready for the battle. And the people of Barbados are ready also.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne. Political scientist Dr. George Bell expects a straightforward by-election victory for the ruling Barbados Labour Party.
If the seat being vacant, I would say that it is supposed to be a safe seat for the Barbados Labour Party, and the Barbados Labour Party should retain the seat. I would say on the basis of the historical record, if Chad Blackmun is the person identified, then I would expect that Chad Blackmun would beat Ms. Dujon, because if he is the candidate for the Barbados Labour Party, then he would defeat the candidate for the Democratic Labour Party. That is how I would see it going. That it is not a particularly big test for the Barbados Labour Party.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell. In the lunchtime edition. Government is enacting strict new legislation to help prevent flooding, which the Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchi Bradshaw, says causes millions of dollars in damage annually. She told the House of Assembly that the Storm Water Management Bill will repeal what is on the statute books as the Prevention of Floods Act. She notes that amendments were made as a result of the Western flood, in which the life of Calypsonian Carew was lost. But she says the new bill provides a more comprehensive approach. It provides stiff penalties for developers and other individuals who impede water courses.
A person who contravenes this section is guilty of an offense under the new legislation and is liable on summary conviction to a fine of $20,000. Now, you will see throughout the course of this legislation some hefty fines being applied. I think the recognition has come that since this legislation was initially enacted, that really and truthfully, many Barbadians really pay little attention to the issue of stormwater. And the feeling in the drainage unit, given all of the challenges that it encounters with its officers, felt that in order to send a very strong message of how serious we are in terms of whether it's obstructions or obstructions which create offenses, that we needed to ensure that the penalties were stiff penalties.
Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchia Bradshaw, the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry and local shipping companies are expressing relief over the United States government's decision to exempt CARICOM countries from the millions of dollars in shipping fees that are to be imposed on ships made in China. Over the weekend, the chairman of CARICOM, the Barbados Prime Minister May Amor-Motley, and the chairman of the CARICOM private sector organization, Jervis Warner, announced that after weeks of intense and coordinated lobbying by regional governments and business partners in the region and the U.S., the Trump administration had granted the exemption. Shipping companies serving Barbados and the Caribbean had also been lobbying heavily the Trump administration and U.S. lawmakers for an ease on the fees, which they said would have significantly increased shipping costs and consumer prices in Barbados and across the region. Erica Luke, the managing director of Eric Hassel & Sons Limited, which runs three shipping companies here, tells Starcom Network News, the fees would have created a major disruption, and the ease is a great relief.
I'm very pleased that the outcome is a positive one for us, you know, for the entire CARICOM region. The proposal would have added $1 million per port call, $1 million US. So it would have threatened the entire trade in the region. It would have disrupted trade and the movement of goods. So I'm very pleased that this has happened. You know, we have smaller ships in the region. We have ships that carry 4,000 containers roughly operating from the U.S. to the region, as opposed to the 10,000 container to 15,000 container ships that sail into the U.S. So it would have been a ridiculous measure for us. I'm happy with the outcome, really happy with the outcome.
Erica Luke, Managing Director of Eric Hassel & Sons Limited. Meantime, the Chairman of the Economic Advisory Committee of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Christopher Zambrano, also hails the exemption as good news for Barbados and the rest of the region.
Obviously, any ease there would be a positive development because it was going to have a disproportionate impact on us in the Caribbean because the ships we use are smaller, but the fine was on a per unit basis from what I recall. And so it would have had a disproportionate impact on our shipping costs. So I think that is obviously is welcome and a sigh of relief, I guess I would say, for the private sector.
Mr. Zambrano also commented on the recent upgrade of Barbados's credit rating by the ratings agency Moody's. He sees this upgrade as a sign of confidence in government's management of its finances and the economy overall.
In terms of the rating upgrade, I think that's positive. I mean, that's just independent affirmation of the fact that the government is meeting its intended targets with respect to what it had agreed with the IMF in terms of running a surplus in its budget and paying down debt. Obviously, it's never easy, change and implementing change and making significant changes. So there's still a bit to be done in terms of addressing the transfers to state corporations and the restructuring that's needed there. But as we see it, positive performance and a positive progress.
Chairman of the Economic Advisory Committee of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Christopher Zambrano. Meantime, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, says the U.S. is forecast to be hit the hardest among advanced economies because of uncertainty caused by its tariffs. The IMF's chief economist, Pierre Olivier Gorencha, says growth is now expected to be 1.8% this year, down from the IMF's estimate of 2.7% for the U.S. in January.
Under this reference forecast, global growth will reach 2.8% this year and 3% next year, a cumulative downgrade of about 0.8 percentage point relative to our January 2025 WEO update. Our report also offers a range of forecasts under different policy assumptions. Under an alternative path that excludes the April tariff announcements, global growth would have seen only a modest downgrade to 3.2% this year. We project that global trade growth will be more than cut in half. The tariffs will play out differently in different countries. For the United States, the tariffs represent a supply shock that reduces productivity and output permanently and increases price pressures temporarily.
The IMF's chief economist, Pierre Olivier Gorincha, in the lunchtime edition, our top stories. The way cleared for a by-election in the St. James North constituency, as the Member of Parliament Edmund Hinkson has informed Parliament of his resignation effective Friday of this week. Meantime, the opposition leader Ralph Thorne declares the opposition DLP ready for a by-election and confirms Felicia Dujon will be their candidate. Political scientist Dr. George Bell predicts an easy win for the ruling party. Government enacting strict new legislation to help prevent flooding. The Chamber of Commerce and Industry and shipping companies express relief over the U.S. government's decision to exempt CARICOM from new shipping fees. The IMF predicts a global economic downturn as a result of the Trump administration tariffs, with the U.S. expected to be hardest hit. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.